Paragimel Pasach Abayz, the last Yipsukim. Yesterday we just read the Yipsukim, I'll read them again very quickly. Zipikaris Moshe Avdi, the sign-off words of Malachi, the last Navi, is remember the words of Moshe, my servant. Asher Tzivisi Yosef V'chodev, that which I've commanded him. I commanded Moshe V'chodev Al Kol Yisrael regarding Klal Yisrael. Chukimu Mishvatim, the curious word here is why do we refer to Matan Torah with the word Chorev? Okay, Hine Anoichi Shalech Lachem Eitz Eliyahu Hanavi Lefnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGadol V'Hanara. We have here Eliyah, not Eliyahu, the missing vav. We said this yesterday. I will send him to you before the day of the Yoyim Hashem, the day of the arrival of the Yoyim Hashem HaGadol V'Hanara. It's a very big mystery what exactly those words mean. What is this day referring to? We know there are so many days that are coming in the future. There's the time of the Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. There is the time of Tchias HaMesim. There is Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach. This is a very, very mysterious expression which there's not much clarity as to what day are we referring to. Why is it described as Godol and Noira? Is it meant to be repeated? There are two days, the day that's Gadol, there's another, there's Nara. All of these things, there are many dimensions, and obviously, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. V'heishiv, what is the goal?
It's related to this. There's a Yom HaDin when the person passes away, and then there's a Yom Din HaGadol, the greatest demaisim of all he does.
His impact on this world of what effect he had on this world. V'heishiv leiv avos al banim leiv banim al avosam. This is what we said yesterday, called a vertical achdus. Pen, and then this is a little bit bizarre, this last expression, pen. If this is absolutely necessary, pen ova v'kesi as haaretz cheirem. Because if Eliyahu HaNavi does not achieve this mission of being Heshev, Lei Lovis, Alban, Levem Alavaisam, then it may happen. I don't want it to happen where I will have to come. Avoy. Didn't Hashem already come? But Pen Avoy, V'hikesi, I will smite as Haaretz with a Cherem. There are many words we learn in Tanakh. There's so many different words to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing this world, bringing upon this world difficult times. The word cherem is a unique word in this regard. We use it in the Marian times in Chazal. It's used as a reference to a curse. Like they say, a person is put in cherem. That's really a rabbinic term. A person is put in cherem. What does that mean? So people they mistranslate it. They say it means that you're not allowed to have anything to do with him. Excommunicate. You don't have anything to do with him. You can't give him an aliyah. You can't go if he has a store, if he sells products, he provides services. You're not allowed to help him earn a parnasa. That's absolutely true. That's not really what it means. What it really means is a curse. Those things of not the excommunication, of not talking to him, not giving him aliyah, not engaging in business are all minor relative to what it really means. It means that the Beis Din, they sit down and they say this person should be cursed.
Or shunned.
Oh no, shunned is more of the excommunication. Right. Shunned is just ben odom lachavero. You put up a big sign that no shul should give this person an aliyah. Yeah, you wish. Or go to another shul.
If
or,
I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
In the Torah, when something is hecharim, means to utterly destroy.
Right, but then there's also called the charamim of the kohanim.
I understand.
Yeah, a favorite a person gives.
And that's a machloikis in the Gemara. A person says, this shall be a cherim. It's machloikis. Well, does that mean that it becomes the property of the Kohanim? Or does it mean it becomes the property of the Beis HaMikdash? It's machloikis in the Gemara. Stam charamim. If a person specifies cherim lakoyin, it means that it becomes whoever the mishmar, whichever mishmar today is on duty, it becomes, they split it, that mishmar. If it means, or you say the Cherem HaMikdash, it becomes the property of the Bedek HaBayis, the upkeep.
Off limits to everyone else.
So Cherem is saying very good. Cherem is saying means off limits. Saying very good. There means off limits to the rest of the world. It's specifically designated. But in rabbinic literature, in Chazal, when they mention the person is put in Cherem, there's another word that's also is called Shamta, and it means in Chazal a curse. Which means they sit down and they say, this person is an evil fellow. He has done harm to many people, maybe even one person, and we've warned him, we've spoken to him, we've done everything we can possibly do to try to convince him to change his ways, and he refuses to listen. So you know what? We as the Beis Din, we curse him. Now, so does the person care? Who knows? Every person, some people are very disturbed. They don't want to hear that they've been cursed. Everyone knows this fellow who had no parnos, and then someone else said to him, "You know, I'll give you a lot of money. Sell me your olam haba. Sell me your olam haba." So it's wonderful. I don't care. I'll take the money. And he sold his olam haba. He goes home and tells this to his wife. And his wife had a fit. "You sold your olam haba. I'm out of here. Let's get a divorce." Why? What do you care? You're not religious. We're not religious. You know, there are boundaries. There are boundaries. You sold someone your olam haba. I don't want to be married to such a person. And this person had to go out back, make himself meshuga to buy back his olam haba, whatever all of this means, whatever it means, to satisfy his wife, even though they weren't religious. Because, you know, there are certain things. A person may be an evil person and may cause enormous agmas nefesh to other people, but when he hears that the Beis Din sat down, and I don't know how they do this, I don't think there's any record of how they do this, they sat down and they read some psukim and they cursed him, you know, that already is not willing to deal with. That one thing, you can put up signs all over in the papers that no one's allowed to do business with me. Don't worry, I have plenty of money stashed away. I can't get an aliyah. Anyway, don't daven in these shuls. I don't care. But when the person hears that Beis Din sat down and cursed him, that's a different story. Here, it's a very... Yeah?
In the Hataras Nadarim,
Kol Charamim,
you have these categories.
Shantar. We do. It's unbelievable. The Nusach, it's like everything, including the kitchen sink. Everything that you could possibly try to... every possible... expression of afilu nazir shimshon. You know anyone today who's a nazir shimshon? Okay, afilu nazir shimshon. Nazir shimshon. The question, you can't even be made for that. What does it say?
Right.
Any event. Okay, so let's
see. It seems a little queer to me that, you know, he said, "Here's the nevuah from Hashem." What is he adding the extra words?
I know.
That extra phrase
is very bizarre.
Way out of place. I mean,
and you know what the proof is that you're right?
You know, it's not going to happen.
And what's the proof that you're right? Because when we lay this Haftarah on Shabbos HaGadol, we repeat, we go back
right.
And we repeat because this is such a disturbing.
Yeah, but it seems completely out of place anyway.
Correct.
You know.
So let's see what it says. Let's see what we have over here.
By the way, like you have a chen, positive and negative, you have here pen. Pen, there is pen and there is ulah.
Ulah, right, right.
Ulah is positive.
Yeah, he spoke to
me.
Right. On the parasha, Eliezer, ulah yoyzeh ha'isha. Because I don't want the shidduch, because I want the Avraham to take my daughter. Exactly.
So he
Hashem who said he does not want this to happen. Let's see over here the Mitzvah started on page. He wanted. Yaakov Avinu said, I can't deal with this. Sheker. Yaakov is the Ish MS. He has to come on to this to go and fool his father. It goes against his grain of who he is. Ulai, I hope my father will discover the fraud. I really hope, because this is too much for me to bear. Absolutely. Now let's look at Pasuk HaBeis in the Mitzvah Stavon page, back on page 905. Zichru Taras Moshe Avdi, Ritzon Olam HaHoyel, Usekablu Gemul Toiv, Lachem B'chol Dar V'dar, since you will receive reward, you will receive, this Pasuk is a continue, even though it's a Parsha Stuma, it's a new paragraph, but it still, to some degree, continues from the previous psukim. And the previous psukim described that what's going to be, l'asa love Hashem is going to reward the tzaddikim, he's going to destroy the wicked, and he's going to burn them, they're going to be ignited, they're going to be destroyed, and they're going to be turned into dust underneath the kapoy sraglov of the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim are going to enjoy the bliss of Hashem, the shemesh marpe, the shemesh tzedakah, umarpe bichnofeha, Vitzasem ufishtem ke'egle marbeik la'aslam, there's going to be great reward.
Yeah.
So once we know there's going to be great reward, we continue with Zerlema Hoyu Sakam Gumul Toiv, Lochain, keep in mind, keep your eye on the ball. Lochain Bechol Dor Vodor, Zichru Hatoira, Shema Salachem Moisha Adi, Ki Bishmi Rasot Kablu Hagumul. The way, the method, the technique, the guarantee that you will receive this word that we mentioned in the previous psukim is the observance, the remembrance of Torah Smoshe. Torah Smoshe is the guarantee for perseverance. Jewish continuity. What is the secret to Jewish continuity? It's a big machlokes amongst all the different gedolei yishol. What's the secret? And one of the things that stands on the very, very top is Jewish education. Jewish education, sending children to public school and just telling them to buy bonds, Israeli bonds, and go visit the state of Israel, doesn't seem to be working. Doesn't work. No, birthright is an amazing thing. It definitely does work. If ever, to each his own. But one thing that seems to be proven, time tested, is Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. If a child is taught Toiras Moshe Avdi, this is a guarantee of Jewish continuity. You'll make it to the finish line where there'll be Gumul Toiv of Shemesh Tzedakah. That's the guarantee. This is what he says. This is a sign of call. Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. It's a very powerful pasuk. Because then you have to understand where he is standing. He is now standing at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. It's been approximately 2,300 years since he said these words. He was a Navi. He saw what's coming. The Bayis Sheni was no pleasant experience. We probably today, it's a fact, it's unbelievable to say such a thing, that we probably today, despite all of the issues that we have in this world, and the issues are unreal, what's going on in this world, we all know that, just to watch the news for a few minutes, but we probably today have more freedom than Klal Yisrael had living in Eretz Yisrael during the Tikkun of the Bayis Sheni. Is that a fair statement? I don't know if it is or not. But you could definitely make an argument that the freedom that we have today, a Jew today in this world, in America, in Eretz Yisrael, or anywhere in the world, the freedom to practice religion, to be observant of Torah u'mitzvahs, to learn and conduct your life, to serve Hashem, there is more freedom than the Jews had in the Tekufa, the era. I don't know every single year, but the major chunk of the era.
Ups and downs in there.
There are plenty of ups and downs in there, but overall, the entire era of the Bayis Sheni, the entire era of the Bayis Jews living in Eretz Yisrael primarily. I mean, no, I'll take that back. The other ones who didn't come, they basically disappeared. I mean, a major chunk who did not come back to Eretz Yisrael, in those who lived in those who were in Galus, there were pockets of Jews living in Bavel. In Rome, and Rome was later, sorry, in Bavel, there were definitely Jews that lived here, but a major chunk of the Jews who lived in Chutz Liaretz, by not coming back to Eretz Yisrael, wasn't the same. And obviously, you're living as a guest in a host country, and even in Eretz Yisrael, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Shar Shushan Habira. And then, not so long afterwards, Alexander the Great, everyone is sittering. What's going to be with Alexander the Great? The Yavanim, and ultimately the Yavanim, they took over and they influenced Jews. They were misyavnim, and the Beis HaMikdash was completely corrupt. Avodah Zarah, the horrors went on. They basically shut down, the Beis HaMikdash was shut down for 50 years. That's what it almost seems. And there was the Apikursim, and there was the Tzedakim, the Beit Tosin, and they had to be Mashpia, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom HaKippurim. Do we know that this Kohen Gadol is the real deal? Maybe he's a mole, he's a spy, he's a this, he's a that. And you were under scrutiny. And then there were civil wars. And then the Romans came and made trouble. It wasn't a pleasant experience what took place during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Jews were under observation,
occupation,
and the observation and everything that they did was measured by other Jews. And by the Goyim. and wasn't so pleasant. And he's standing here now at the very beginning of this tikkuf of the Bayis Sheni. And then after that comes 2,000 years from now, 1,952 years since the Churban. And he obviously, Malachi, sees all of this. And he says to Klal Yisrael, how are you guys going to survive? How are you going to make it to that day of the Shemesh Tzedakah Umarbe Bichnofecha Vitzosem Ufishnake Limah? How are you going to make it? How are you going to survive? Did he tell them, buy Israeli bonds? Did he tell them, make sure you give the UJA your credit card every month, they'll pluck out $18? What did he do? What, birthright? We're going to go, we're going to sponsor Birthright. We're going to have day schools to teach on Sunday afternoon, bar mitzvah lessons. And give everyone a talis. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have Jewish symbols, a state of Israel. What is the secret to Jewish continuity? There is no nation in the world. No one has survived like we have survived. No one has retained their maintained their identity like Klal Yisrael. No one, not even close. Though every other nation that comes a couple of years, it's gone. They're a whole. They take on a whole new identity. Look in America. America, the whole identity of what it means to be an American today is drastically different than it was even 20 years ago. Okay, and you talk about 200 years ago, 250 years ago, we're living in a whole different world. So you tell you that 2,300 years, 2,400 years, how is it possible for Klal Yisrael to retain their identity as observant Jews? He says here, the secret is, here's the secret. Here's my last words to Klal Yisrael as I take part, I take leave from you. And as I who represent the last ones of the prophets, the secret to Jewish continuity is Torah Moshe. That's the secret. And Torah Moshe means obviously to learn Torah, to do the mitzvahs. Zichru Torah Moshe. That is the secret to Jewish continuity.
The second part is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Re'ei limadeti etchem chukim u'mishpatim asher sivani.
It's quoting Moshe. Zichru Torah Moshe. What's the Torah of Moshe's Avdi? So he's saying it's a quote. Rabbi Kalman saying a very, very beautiful word. That the next part is actually a quote of Moshe. Re'eli mati eschem chukim u'mishpat masher sivani Hashem Eloi koi la'asois ha'son bekerav ha'am. So it's an actual quote of Moshe Rabbeinu Kimad. He's paraphrasing what Moshe says. Let's go for the mitzvahs. So if you want to be Makabah, you want to make it to the finish line, if you want to know, be able to survive for 2,400 years, let me tell you the secret. The secret is Zichru HaTorah Shemosar Lohem Moshe Abdiki Bishmirasah, through guarding it to Kabalu HaGmul, you will receive reward. It's not for nothing. And the Elah Kimad, one of the last things we say in the Slichos is Ein lanu shiur rak haTorah hazos. Okay, that's a very powerful statement. That's all we got left. Next, Asher Tzivisi on page 907. Asher Tzivisi oisai v'loy milim.
So the answer is Mark Twain wrote a famous essay concerning the Jews.
What's the
civilizations? The Egyptians, the Babylonians,
they're all gone. And
but
the Jews,
they remain their strength.
How do they remain?
You know, their vigor.
So what did he say? What did he pose?
And then the concluding statement is, what is the secret of his immortality?
Right. So what does he say?
He
doesn't say.
That's the end of the essay. What's the secret of his immortality?
So, you know, unfortunately, many Jews have been lost. We all know that. In America, intermarriage is off the charts. And unfortunately, people who came to this country before the 20th century and the beginning of the 20th century, we're talking about millions of people. Millions of people fled poverty, fled pogroms, they ran from terrible, terrible tsars. They came to America. What happened to them? There were millions and millions of Jews. What are they all? They literally disappeared into thin air. I'm not to be believed. Historians, people who study this, where do they all go? There were literally millions of Jews. Where are they buried? Can we identify what happened to them? What happened? And when did the tide change? The tide changed in the beginning of the 20th century, towards the beginning, when they first established yeshivas. When they established yeshivas, that is when we had a tool to preserve Jewish identity. It wasn't easy. It was sweatshops. There were terrible tsars. It wasn't much easier in the beginning, as far as the pressures of society in the beginning of the 20th century, than when the end of the 19th century, when Jews started coming. What was the only difference? The only difference was they had yeshivas to send their children. Instead of sending their children to public school, whatever they did in those days, they had yeshivas. And that small degree of Jewish education made a world of a difference.
The big problem was that while there were yeshivas for boys, there was no such thing as a Beis Yaakov
for girls.
That's
later.
That's where they got lost. It's the women, and they are the foundation of Klal Yisrael, and that's what got lost is the women. There were no yeshivas for girls.
That's part of the problem.
No,
absolutely.
Public school.
So this is these words here. You know, you give a speech for, you know, you hear about this Jewish big topic. You don't hear about it all that much now. Unfortunately, there are bigger problems now, so we don't hear about these things. But Jewish continuity used to be a big deal in the media back in the old days. This concept and all of the different arguments, all different ideas were presented. These think tanks to preserve Jewish identity. And it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk.
You know, I heard the speech of Rav Sachs, Zichrono Livracha.
Rav Jonathan Sachs.
Yeah, he spoke at the House of Lords in Britain, and he said a speech about Jewish education. That's how we
Jewish continuity.
Jewish education.
Identity, education.
And he says education is the most important thing. For
Klal Yisrael,
for Britain also.
Education. Okay, it preserves the moral compass, the moral conscience of the world.
That's the way we survive.
The way we survive, but when we survive, they survive. The world survives. The Jew is the moral conscience of the world. The guy, and they see a Jew, they stand, they understand. Okay, let's see. So zichr, these words are immortal. These words cannot be emphasized. Probably one of the most important psukim in the entire Tanakh.
I had pointed out to you that in the Shvok HaMoskos, right, in the Maharal Zissa, these psukim are said before the, right, you know, in the preamble to Shvok HaMoskos.
These psukim? In the Maharal Zagoda?
No.
The Maharal said these psukim before he said Shvok HaMoskos?
I showed it to you.
I forgot. Show me again. It's very, very fast. Okay, let's see. Zichru etzanu lai ma'achoyel v'skabu l'gimul tov v'bol l'chol l'chem zichru hatoyu asher ma'asel l'chem v'esh avdi v'kibis b'shmiros l'kabu l'gimul. Next, page 907. Asher tzivisi oisov lo miliboy amora. Okay, these are very innocent words, but they have a big punch. Don't, the words of Moshe Rabbeinu are not his. These are Hashem's words. He did not make it up. Other religions, as although we always talk about this, is the difference between Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and all the other. V'chol hanil molav is Judaism began where six. This is the first thing they teach in anti-missionaries. The first thing is that Judaism, every single Jew was present at Har Sinai. It was 600,000 males, a total of approximately 3 million Jews stood at Har Sinai, and they saw with their own eyes Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. They witnessed firsthand Hashem give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. 3 million people were witnesses to this event. Other religions?
This is the preamble.
Okay, a little bit soon. Okay, thank you. Other religions? Christianity? One person. Trust me, God came to me. Trust me. Trust me. Islam, Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Trust me. Okay, all these other are. Who you we should trust?
Oh, you wouldn't. Revelation.
You wouldn't give. You wouldn't lend them $5. You wouldn't trust them to lend them $5.
What? Mormon. Even the Christians think the Mormons are icebox.
If Muhammad would come to you on the subway and say, "Can I please borrow $5? Trust me, I'll give it back to you." You wouldn't give him $5. So the whole world believes that he had a revelation and all this nonsense. And Christianity, what's going on? What's going on over here? Klal Yisrael, 600,000 people were present. present at Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu did not make this up. The dynamic of the Torah is divine. It is divine. Its origin is divine. V'loy miliboy amara. Al kol Yisrael, return Olaymar, loy ois, I'm getting on page 907 in the Mitzvah Stavid, loy al oisoy levad tzivisi hatayra. The Torah was not, also another fundamental principle of Judaism, the Torah was not given only to Moshe. Other religions, I'm not bucking the religions, but it seems some of these religions is where the religion started, the way it was that God gave this person, and I want to be so kind with all of you, and let you also have a part in it.
Yeah.
That's
individual revelation versus mass revelation.
Exactly, it was part of this theme. Loi oisei levad tzivisi ha-Torah, ki im al kol Yisrael. No one should say that the Torah was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu, no one else. I know what you're saying to me. You're going to say, but we have an explicit chazal that this, that Hashem, that Aseres HaDibros was given b'lashon yachid. Anoichi asher hoitzei sicha, I took you out. And it does not say it. I mean, it also can be interpreted. I don't know the details, but there are psukim in the Aseres HaDibros which can be interpreted that Hashem was giving the Torah only to Moshe, not to the entire Klal Yisrael. And that was Moshe's. That was a way, a form of defense that Moshe was able to present to Hashem, not to destroy Klal Yisrael when they worshipped the Egel. Hashem, you didn't give it to them. You gave it to me. They were just eavesdropping. They were present, they were eavesdropping. So that appears, that chazal appears to be a contradiction. I mean, obviously, you have to, everything has to be taken in balance, taken with no proper perspective.
Moshe was trying to push buttons, that's all. He was trying to hit the right buttons.
Yeah, but Moshe is MS. Moshe can't say things that are not absolutely
no,
true.
No, but right? He was looking.
Everything has to be understood in its proper context, but there's no question that the intent of Hashem, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is to give the Torah to every single person. Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik in Torah is no different than your chelik in Torah. I remember once, always think about this, you know, it's actually very timely. That's why what I'm thinking about it right now is there's a woman, very chashuva, a woman in this community, named Mrs. Ahava Aaron Price. So yesterday was released her second book. She published a sefer with art scroll. I don't remember the title. It's about special needs children. She had a special needs child, Sadia Aaron Price. He passed away very tragically in COVID. He passed away. It's a very, very tragic story. What happened? He passed away. And she wrote a book. She wrote a book about the topic of having a child of special needs child. And when he was nifter, YU partnered with an organization, I forgot the name of the organization, which made for them, for high functioning special needs children, a program in Yeshiva University, fully integrated into Yeshiva University, where they had a shir, they had a college, and obviously, you know, they weren't learning very, I think the whole year, they struggled to learn one Amud Gemara.
Yeah.
A whole year. That was the whole thing they learned, one Amud Gemara, to be integrated into Saudi, a three-year program, and he was supposed to graduate. Very, very tragic, he passed away. Sadia. Her name is Ahava.
I'll put the book on the chat. It's more than special.
Okay, so more equal more than special is called. Okay, so it was published
on the chat.
It was released yesterday. Okay, it came out in the bookstores literally yesterday, and at his levaya, it was right in the middle of the height of COVID, the spitz of COVID, when he was nifty from COVID. It's very, very tragic. What happened? There's a whole website, a memorial website for him. Type in his name, we'll find a memorial website. And then Rav Aaron Kahn from Yeshiva University, he was masted, and he said something phenomenal. He said, I mean, he spoke about, he gave a lot of cover to the Yeshiva, to Yeshiva University. He was a Rosh Yeshiva there. And he gave a lot of cover to the Yeshiva for what they've done to make this program possible. And then he went on to say, That Hashem gives a chelik of Torah to every single person. And he said, who's to say that his chelik in Torah, this young man who was in his 30s when he was nifter, his is anything less then the biggest Rosh Hashiva is Chelek in Torah. This boy, the whole year, he spent struggling to learn an Amud Gemara, a few lines of Gemara. And you have Gedolei Yisrael, who learned whole Shas multiple times. Who says the Chelek of Torah, of the Gedolei Yisrael, is any better, is any more valuable than the Chelek of Torah of this special needs child, of Sadia Ehrenpreis? Everyone has their Chelek in Torah, and everyone's Chelek in Torah is of equal value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says over here. If you learn that a religion was given to one person, was given, God revealed himself to an individual and taught him a whole ideology, and then this individual, you know what? Let me share with you the pleasure of my service. That automatically means the leader, his chelek, his portion is much greater. I'm the only one to whom God revealed himself. I'm unique, I'm special. God revealed himself to me and not to you. I want to be kind. I'll let you also, I'll teach you something, I'll give you some pleasure. But my chelek is greater than your chelek. The very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to 3 million people is a revelation that everyone's portion, everyone's chelek in Toiras Moshe, Zichru Toiras Pasuk, Zichru, remember, Toiras Moshe Avdi, Asher Tzivisi Oysoi V'Chorev, I commanded him, he didn't make up the stuff, and it wasn't just to him. He makes these words are very profound. Al Kol Yisrael. It wasn't just to him that I revealed myself. I revealed myself, he was just the intermediary, to every single member of Klal Yisrael. A person learns a Pasuk Chumash, that chelik of him learning Chumash is Shakul Keneged, the Gedolei Yisrael, who know Kol HaTorah Kula backwards and forwards. Everyone's chelik of Torah has the same value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very basic principle of Judaism. These last things over here, teaching us all these things, Jewish continuity is to learn Torah. Number two, to know that Torah is Minash Shamayim.
The Targum Yonis, and he translates, Liyamafu Yasayim.
To teach them.
He is a little more. To teach all Kohayis.
Okay, so you have to give the different halachim. Okay, each one, we have to focus one at a time. But right now, the Mezuzah is telling us of the Imamish, like the Animamins. These are very critical psukim for the Klal Yisrael. There's Jewish continuity, Zir Teres Moshe. Number two, Torah is Minash Shamayim. Nothing has been made up. Number three, every single yachid is equal. Every single is a revelation to every person. It's not, oh, he's the boss, and you know, he gave us a little bit, you know, it's like the government gives them a lot. No, now during COVID, you know, the government, the revelation is coming out, how much money the government, you go online, gave all of the institutions. The government gave every college and every school, every yeshiva, you name it, across the entire country. They gave enormous amount of money, was given out during COVID. Why? I'm not exactly sure why. What happened to all that money? Who took the money? In whose pocket did all that money go? Do you know, it's like they have these school, they have down there, go watch these school, these by the guy, these school with the school board meetings, a certain public school, so that the person, one of the parents is furious at what was going on in the school, and he gets up there and he says, no, it says online that this school got $5 million. $5 million for COVID.
There is.
What did you do with it? What happened to the $5 million? Where did the money go? You bought all of these. You bought these very strange books that if I would read from what it says in the books, and where did all the money go? You bought some glass? Who got all the money? Where got all the money? What's going on over here? What's going on with the money? So you get bonuses, certain people on the very top get bonus, and for you know, the little guys in the bottom, we throw you a bone. That's religion. That's religions. God revealed himself to me. He gave me spirituality worth millions. I'll give you a couple of pieces. I'll give you a couple of quarters. I'll give out to the people who want to have a little spirituality. That's not Judaism. In Judaism, equal distribution. It's like communism. We distribute the wealth. Equal distribution. Okay? Equity in the truest sense. Okay, the real deal. Okay, I'm called, don't get upset, it's just a joke.
Both conservative.
Okay, let's go further here in the Mitzudos David. Asher al kol yishol shesh al kol yishol. We're talking about lo yosel varge al kol kiim al kol Yisrael. I'm on the second line now. Sheyikaybua kulam. Every member of Klal Yisrael has an obligation to observe every one of the Tanakh mitzvahs. Bein chakukim heim hadavar v'ashlo noda ta'amon. You don't know the reason. Shehasatan meishiv alehem. And the Satan is always trying to challenge you. If you don't understand why you're doing it, bein hamishpatim v'heim hadavar v'hanoyedim. The time we understand the reason. Pasuk chav gimel hinei noch yishaleach v'tzen alaymar bezechus ha'tayrah. That's a mouthful. That is a major mouthful. When they sing the songs. You go into a Judaic store, you buy a nice set, and hine, anochi, and you sing the kumzitz, right? You sing the kumzitz, hine anochi. What's the context of the pasuk? The context of the pasuk is hine anochi shelachem in the zuchus of the Torah. So if you really knew what the context was, you wouldn't be singing it the whole night. You would be going back to the base medrash after two rounds. Because it's only in the Sechus of Torah, so what are you sitting around the whole night having a barbecue? Right? What's going on? It defeats the purpose. The problem is we don't know the context. Bezechus ha-Torah, eshlach lachem eis ilio ha-Navi lifnei bo yom ha-Shemagel v'hanerohu, yoim ha-Gmo. Here's another mouthful from a Moloi Lugma, from the Mitzudeh Stavid, is the day of Godol v'hanerohu. How does he know this? Where do you get this from? Is the day of reward. The day of reward or punishment, the day when you get your day of retribution, the day when everyone gets what they deserve. Now, excuse me, when is that? When is that? That's the bigger mystery. The Heshev, who Yashev Eliyahu Hanavi, he will return, he will restore Lev Ha'ovois Lamokoim. Now, look what he says. He says over here something which is not the common translation. He will restore the Lev Ha'ovois Lamokoim. To Hashem, al yidei habonim. Wow, this is not what you commonly we translated yesterday is vertical achdus, that the parents are going to have respect for their children or have, you know, they will be connected and the children will be connected to their parents. That's not what it says here in the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas over here says is that the Ovois are going to do teshuvah because they're going to be inspired by the children. The children are going to be inspiring, and the avos will be choizer b'shuva. Lamokim leiv ha'avos al yidei habonim ki tchias ha'meisim yeh al yadoi. The tchias ha'meisim is going to be through whom? Through the children, it seems to say.
What does he mean by the goyim, et cetera? Et cetera what? I'm sorry? What does the goyim, et cetera, referring to?
We refer to...
Right after it says,
Ali has the
Al Bonim,
the Lave Bond, and the Pasik, the Lave Bond, he's going to explain. Let's see, he's going to explain the whole thing. He's going to explain. Ki Trias Amesim Yia Al Yodoi, Kemoisham Razal, Trias Amesim is going to come through the children. Let's read further. Uxhe Yichi Beneha Ovois, Asherim Chayim, the Kayam is Manahu, Oz Habonim Hohem Asher Shayamdu Betria. Yisapru la'avoisam will say to their parents, Amitas ha'gmul, the truth of what goes on in the next world. Turn the page, ha'nafshi. The ali deze yishivem ha'navi, the navi el Hashem. Now let's try to swallow what he just said. It seems, if I'm not mistaken, he's saying is, let's say rachmanu l'san lo yaleinu, a child dies young, like last week's haftarah. The Isha Hashunamis. She has a child is not feeling well, the child dies. And she runs to Elisha comes and is Mechayim Mason. Now, the story ends with what happened afterwards. So according to the Mitzudas David, there's more to the story, it doesn't tell you. When the child comes back to life, what is my favorite expression of the Shir? No one ever came back to tell us what's going on.
Right.
Well, that's going to change with Chiyas HaMesim. There are going to be people that are living, and then all of a sudden, the cemetery, people are coming out of the grave. And they what are they going to say? They're going to tell us what goes on in the other world. When they return, they're going to tell us, you know, in Shemayim, this happened, that happened. They're going to reveal all the secrets that go on in the other world. And then what's going to happen? The parents are going to get scared. they're going to get scared. Wow, that's really what happens in the other world. When the Isha Hashanah, so child died, the child came back to life. The child, according to the Mitzvah, has told her, you know what happened in the other world? Okay, you know what goes on over there? There's Din V'Cheshbin, and there's this, and there's that. The people that you think were big tzaddikim were not such big tzaddikim. The people that you think were not tzaddikim, they aren't tzaddikim. They're going to reveal all the secrets. And that's going to shake up the world. It's going to shake up the adults who have not yet, who have never experienced death. And they are going to be choizer b'shuva. It's a very frightening thing. That's what he seems to be saying. We do it one time over here. He says, when these children who passed away young, they passed away in the lifetime of their parents. The avos are alive. The avos, they never died. They are adults, people that are healthy and alive, and they lost a child. And then there's a tchiyah sameis, and the child comes back to life. They're going to tell over stories like you never heard before. What goes on in the other world? And mitas gemul, the truth of reward and punishment. Gemul hanafshi, the reward and what takes place within the neshama in the next world. The parents are going to be in a state of shock. The al yidei ze yeshivim hanavi. What are they going to do? So he adds here some more words. They're going to go to Eliyahu. Eliyahu, teach us. Teach us. We're frightened. We hear what goes on in the other world. Teach us how to do teshuvah. Teach us how to return to Hashem. The chayin. Now comes part two. Okay, this is the v'goymer. Rabbi Mintz, this is the v'goymer now. The next part of this is Mesudas. The chayin yashiv lev habonim al yavaisam ha'im dematchia. All the way around. Okay, so let's say parents come back. Parents, they pass away, and now look at that. Dad is back. You gotta, where's all the money? What happened to the bank account? Where's my checkbook? What did you do with all my money? Where is everything? No, the scariest thing is they go into shul and they look at the plaque that you put up for them in shul. So they say, that's the plaque? I left you millions of dollars and you put up a plaque of the poorest man? You know, I'm now cutting you out of my will. My next will. Okay, there was a famous true story like this. A person actually disappeared. He disappeared, totally went on vacation, totally. And after a long time, they had no choice but to assume that he died. And they declared him dead. And they left over and they gone to the courts. It's a true story. Left the courts and the whole, no, there was a Yerusha. And it went to the children. And the children went and they put up in their synagogue, in their temple, a plaque. Their father, you know, on the yard side boards.
Yeah.
And you have the cheaper one you can have for $100, $10,000. So the children, there was a big Yerusha, and they purchased Zecher Nishmas, their father, the cheapest plaque in the synagogue, the cheapest one. And lo and behold, the father was really alive. And he had some illness, and he was in the hospital, they couldn't identify him, a whole crazy story. And little by little, he came back. And they came back home, and he comes into shul, and he sees the plaque. That's what you do for me. That's the plaque you put up for me. I'm cutting you out of my will. That's the respect you have for me. Well, guess what? That story is going to repeat itself many times over, according to the Mitzudos. V'chein yashiv lev habanim al yidei avoisam ha'im demetriya ki heim yisabel uvenem amitas hagamom uvezeh yashiv ha'isam la'ashem. They're going to do teshuva. The children are going to be scared out of the day. They're going to be scared, terrified. What goes on? Oh, okay, that's one interpretation of the Mitzvah stuff. It's a shocking interpretation.
It's not according to the Pshat here. Eliyahu Navi comes lifnei bo yom. Lifnei tchiyat ha'metim.
No, so obviously he's learning that it's not. He doesn't say tchiyas ha'meisim. He says yom ha'gemul. He doesn't say tchiyas ha'meisim. He said that's exactly the point of the Mitzvah. When it says lifnei bo yom Hashem ha'gol v'hanoira, what is the definition of that day? Is it tchiyas ha'meisim? Is it the day of ultimate? We don't know. There are many different stages in what will happen. According to the Mitzvah's David, he's saying that there's going to be tchiyas ha'meisim. That's going to take place before the Yom HaGadol VaHaNoirah is after Techiyas HaMesim. Eliyahu HaNavi will come during a time when there will be there will be a degree of Tchiyas HaMeisim,
yeah.
And the people that will come back to life will tell the people who are living what goes on in the other world, and they're going to be shaken to the core, and they're going to say, we need guidance. We need someone to give us a plan, to tell us how to, we can't change overnight, but we need guidance. And Eliyahu HaNavi will be the person, that will be his primary role according to the Mitzvah of the Distributation, is to deal with the traumatized population who is now speaking to their relatives who have come back from the dead. Could you imagine today, people will come out of the cemetery today and tell us what's going on in the other world? We would be terrified. We would be terrified. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. We would not know where to run. We would need professional help to calm us down and to give us a plan going forward how to conduct ourselves and to deal with the situation. Who is the professional that's going to do this for us? Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, it's not going to be the doctors and all the big universities and all the big hospitals. It's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be able to speak to the traumatized civilization population and tell them how to deal with the revelation that's going to come through the people who come back from the dead. And it's going to happen both ways. They're going to be children that are going to come back to life, and they're going to talk to the parents, what goes on, and they're going to be parents. They're going to talk to the children and tell them what's going on. Everyone's going to need professional help. And Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have a doctorate. He's going to be a doctor. He's going to be Dr. Eliyahu HaNavi to go and help us deal with our trauma.
The sequence of events, according to some portion, I don't want to say who said it, because I'm assuming Abarbanel, but I don't know. It says, we say it in Davening on Shabbos, Ein kerek l'cho Hashem alkeinu b'olam hazeh, v'yein zulosam alkeinu l'chai olam haba, in that sequence, v'yein yom l'chom b'olam hazeh, v'yein yom l'chom oshinu l'skei ha-sameisa, it's the end, it says before.
You're in many stages.
Before that is, what do you call it? Ein kerek l'chom b'olam hazeh, v'yein zulosam. Is that's the next, and then it comes Tchiyas HaMeisim is the last piece of the puzzle. If that's the last thing that'll happen, and that's the sequence.
Right, that's similar to what it says over here. Okay, no, now he gives another interpretation, which I think is more standard. Okay, the more Oy Ritzoin Eloimar, Sheyoshiv Ha'avos Im Habanim, the Habanim Ha'avos Kulam Yachad. What it means is Tchiyas HaMeisim will occur together. The Tchiyas HaMeisim will occur with both two generations come back to this world together. It's not standard interpretation, but this is another idea. There's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, they're going to return the whole family together. That's all it means. It means it's going to be, it's not going to be so, I guess it's not going to be as spooky. It's according to this, it's going to be together. They're going to come back to this world, a father and a son. Rashi will come back with Rabbi Eliezer, his son. Okay, you have all parents will come back with their children. Penavo, now what's the last words? Penavo, it's in Lamad, Lazet, Eshlach, Ace, Ilya, Lazet, Bayam Hashem, Ki Pen, Kisha, Avoy, Ani, Bayam Ahul, Lashalim, Gemul, because if I will skip this step and just arrive in this world to give reward, the Adayim Lo Shavu, and the Jewish people do not yet do Teshuvah, Akeh Es Kol Yoshe Aretz Bechelem, the Avdon world will be destroyed. L'chein eshlach mikoydem es Eliyahu l'hashiv oisam elai liyos nechoinim to be prepared l'kabal agmul hatoif chazak. So what he's saying, over here is that it is absolutely necessary for Eliyahu HaNavi to come and to guide the world in doing teshuvah, because if Hashem will just appear suddenly, then there's not going to be any reward to give. There's not going to be, it will be a terrifying experience. You cannot have reward unless it is preceded by teshuva. Okay, whatever all that means. So according to the Mizuzah, reading the Pasuk over here, according in a very, very, very different translation than when we just read the words without looking at the Mefarshim, it's what he's saying over here is not what you would expect. He's saying over here is, we're talking about the Yom HaGemul, that's really the focus. The Yom, what is the Yom HaGemul? We have no idea. At the very, very end. Before the very, very end, it's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. And in order to get to the Gemul, there has to be the way to get there is to Zichru Torah Moshe Avi, and you have to know that Torah is Shana Shemayim, and Torah was given to every single individual. And at that point in time, the Heshev Levavois Albanim Levbanim Al Avoisam means either one of two things. It's going to happen that parents are going to come back to this world and they're going to tell the children what happened, what's going on in the other world, or the other way around. Children are going to come back to this world and tell the parents who are living in this world what's going on in the other world. Or it means they're going to come back together. Both the parents and the children are going to return from the other world. And they're going to walk around in this world. What should we do now? How do we deal with the situation where Hashem sent us back? With the knowledge of what goes back in the other world, we don't know what to do. Okay, we don't know. I'm just saying words now. We don't know what to do. Hashem brought us back to this world. We've seen things that are in the other world, or we've been told exactly what goes on in the other world, and here we are. We're here back. Sounds like a movie, some type of science fiction movie, right? Here we are. What do we do now? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the guide. He's going to be the go-to man. He's going to tell Klal Yisrael what to do, how to conduct themselves, to prepare for what comes next. And what comes next will be the Yom HaGemul. And if Eliyahu HaNavi would not come and guide us, give us direction how to prepare, and the Yom HaGemul would come, we would be finished. He will prepare us to be prepared what needs to be done. Let's see Rashi. Back to Pasuk Chavez, Rashi, Pasuk Chavez. There is no Chavez Chavdal on this page. The Heishiv Levavos LeHakadosh Baruch Hu. The heart of the Avos. Again, this is not the way I translated yesterday. Yesterday I said it's vertical. The Avos, their hearts will be turned towards their children. That's not correct according to Rashi. The Heishiv Levavos towards Hashem through Albanim. Al yedei banim, yoimar labanim derech ahava v'ratzayim. The Navi Eliyahu HaNavi will say to the children through a way of love and ratzayim, unconditional love. Luchu v'dabru el avoy seichem, go talk to your parents. Le'echoyz v'darkei hamokim to do teshuva. V'chein le'banim al avoy son. Likewise, Eliyahu HaNavi will talk to the parents and tell the parents how to speak to their children to do teshuvah. So, what's the obvious question? Is this Rashi over here is probably there are probably books, encyclopedias about parenting. Is you have a psychologist, right? What is our attitude today? Our attitude is a child. That is problematic. So what do? So listen, I don't know how to deal with this kid. I'm going to send him to the psychiatrist, to the psychologist. Send him to the psychologist. In school, I pay good tuition. So in the yeshiva that he goes, they have a team of professionals that will knock some sense into the kid's head that he should be a good boy. So this pasuk says he got it all wrong. You're totally, totally wrong. Sending the kid to the psych is going to do absolutely nothing. If the kid needs help, you go to the psychologist. You, the parent. And you, the parent, the psychologist will train you what to say to your child, how to deal with your child. And then you will come home and you will talk and do the nitty-gritty and deal with it. Because the child's not going to listen to the psychologist. You go say, okay, you're making trouble. You woke up late to davening, you're not learning good, okay? I made an appointment, you have an appointment at 3:00, make sure you go to the psychologist. And if you need some medicine, don't worry, we'll get you to the psychiatrist and we'll get you the medicine for you. What? Okay, well, we're gonna send you. Wrong. According to this pasuk, that is a recipe for disaster. The child needs some chizuk, some help, so the parent is gonna be sent to the psychologist. And maybe the psychiatrist also. And the parent will take some medication to calm him down. And then the parent will go and have a nice conversation with his child. The one that will communicate the message is not Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu Hanavi will not communicate with the person who is in need of help. Okay, so instead of the psychologist, we all think, oh, we are a child, and the child's making trouble. So you know what? Send him, I'm going to take him to the Gadol Hadar. I'm going to take him to Eliyahu Hanavi. He's going to have yechidus with the Rebbe. You have yechidus. He's going to be in the office, and Eliyahu Hanavi is going to tell the child to knock some sense into his head. No, Eliyahu Hanavi says, I refuse. I will not speak to your child because it's going to be ineffective. Instead, you come into my office. Let me have yechidus with you, the parents. We'll have a 10-hour session where I'm going to tell you how to raise your children, what you're doing wrong. Why? The reason why your child is making trouble is because you as a parent, you're not guarding them the right way. Let me train you. Your child will be receptive to you, not to me. And likewise, let's say the person has parents that are not shomer Torah mitzvos. So you're going to say, oh, dad, why don't you go see the rabbi? Come with me. Let's go to the Rebbe. We'll go to the Rebbe. We'll go into his office. And he'll speak to you. He'll convince you that you should be observant. No, it's not going to work. The child goes to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe trains the child how the child should conduct himself and how he should speak to his parents. And the one that will have the influence over the parent will be the child. Eliyahu Hanavi will not meet with the people that are in need of help. He will meet with the people who support them, the people of their family members, and teach them how to behave so that naturally the family members who have issues will automatically change. Okay, that shatters the way most people want to look at dealing with issues today. That's what Rashi says.
That's what Chabad does. They grab the banim, the little children. You want to see Jewish Kingsway Jewish Center? I was there last Shabbat. There were about 60 kids were sitting near the bima. They doing the davening. You don't see a child. They are all downstairs, and there is about 20 guidance, and they teach them, and they teach how to daven. The children, and then they come upstairs toward Enkel Okenu. They sit on the bima there, and they all sing together. They sing Adon Olam, and they do no sound. Nobody talks from the children. No, none of them.
How about the Baal
Kham? Quiet. They get prizes after that and so forth. But the grown-ups look at it. Wow.
It changes.
It's unbelievable.
There's an infinite number of stories where children are chayz and shuva, and then the parents, the parents also are kosher kitchen. Kosher, 100%. It's a dime a dozen. When the children, they do to the chayz and shuva, all of a sudden, just naturally, the parents, they see their derech. Wow. You know what? Let's also become shomer Shabbos. Let's also go have a kosher home. And also, this is ma'aseh b'chol yom. But this is what it says. Yohan Avraham was in the show. Al yidei bonim, yoymar la bonim derech ha'ham shorotem, l'chu v'daruel avoy sechem lechaz v'darach ha'mokam, l'chim v'leid bonim al avoy sechem, kach shomati, mishmoy shol Rebbe Menachem. That's what he says, Hashem Rebbe Menachem. V'rabbe seinu dor shuhu b'mesech v'idius losum sholem bo'oilam. They darshan that the purpose of Eliyahu, we'll see the Maamar Chazal. Maamar Chazal talks about this, is that the purpose of Eliyahu Hanavi, the purpose of Eliyahu Hanavi is to make peace. Going back, I think this is the pshat that we said before, is vertical achdus, is to bridge the generation gap. When he says here, I want to say a drush, when Rashi concludes the last words of Navi, of Malachi, kach shamati mishmoy shel Rebbe Menachem, who is Rebbe Menachem? Mashiach. Rebbe Menachem, Mashiach has many names. One of his names is Menachem. There he has four names. Melech HaMashiach has four names. One of the four names is Menachem. He will bring comfort to the world. So I want to say over here that he's talking about Mashiach. I didn't want to say that. That I didn't want to say. But I hear what you're saying. But over here, Kach Shamati Mishnoi Shal Rabbi Menachem. Since when does Rashi ever quote Rabbi Menachem? Who is this Rabbi Menachem? What?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah, Rabbi Menachem?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say, Joseph, this Rabbi Menachem was Mashiach. He came to Rashi and he told Rashi, what's going to be when Mashiach, what's going to be? He told him the pshat is that the Melech HaMashiach will come to be Mashiach upon one generation, and that generation will, they will be the ones that will be mashpi upon the other. It's a two-step process. It's not direct, it's indirect. The Melech HaMashiach will be mashpia, will give the children guidance how they can influence their parents. And likewise, the Melech HaMashiach will give guidance, Eliyahu HaNavi will give guidance to the parents how to influence the children, but the Eliyahu HaNavi will not speak directly to the people that need to be restored, because that's not going to work. That's not going to work. It has to be natural. And natural comes from your family, within the family itself. Stop here, yeah?
I just heard a story on the radio. I was amazed. At school, it's going to be public school, with tremendous violence and they're getting more police and everything else into the school.
But the parents.
They arranged 50 fathers.
I saw, yeah. Yes.
It's amazing results.
Amazing, yeah, I saw that clip. I saw that. That's very fascinating.
Fathers went to the school.
Fathers went to become safety patrol. They became...